16. Psalm 16. We'll see how we can get along in this. Still having things with the Botox injection settling in with my voice. Spasms or whatever, but it affects my breathing for a while, you know that. So we're kindly in that process, but we'll do all we do for the sake of saving a little time with my voice. I want to read two verses in the Lord's help. We'll try to take in the whole psalm. But in verse 5 and 6 of this psalm, David says, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Your lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I remember years ago when I first went to Carowinds back in the 70s. There are all kinds of rides and I know that my family now, boy, they like the roller coasters and all of those things. But back then I found my ride that I liked about all others. Still would be. But they got rid of it. It was the monorail. I loved the monorail because it was smooth. It was smooth. There were no bumps and twists and ups and downs and turns. It was easy. That was my ride. In the 90s, they sent it to Mexico. So I had a long desire to go back down there. But I said that to save them. So often, that's what we want in life. We want it smooth. We want it easy. We don't want the ups and downs and twists and turns. We want it to be an easy ride. But you know as well as I do, life isn't that way. Then it wasn't for David in this psalm. You would think by reading the psalm that apparently things were well in the life of David. But what they tell us is David penned this psalm during those days when Saul was chasing him everywhere. David was on the mountains or in the valley, hiding in caves or in the wilderness, trying to avoid King Saul. And that's when David penned this psalm. David is talking about the blessings of God. It is easy when life is good and things go well. It is easy to talk about these blessings. But when life's hard, when times are tough, David seems to be saying, honestly, that's a good time to count your blessings. Which Psalm tells us by its title, it is a victim of David. That word victim, they say, indicates something that's written that needs to be engraved and never forgotten. So David is saying, when life is hard, when times are tough, when things aren't easy, that's still a good time to stop and count your blessings. And that is what David is doing in the middle of his trials. David could have been saying, God, life's hard. Life has been bad. Times are tough. But David is saying, Lord, when I stop and look, when I look over my life, I've got to say that, Lord, you have blessed me greatly. And Lord, you have done wondrous things in my life. I want to just point out a few that he talks about here, counting his blessings. And I'll be done. First of all, David begins by reflecting on who God is doing. David says in the first verse, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou art said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. Thy goodness extendeth not to thee. When David says, Preserve him. David is saying, Lord, watch over me. I just want you to watch over my life. But then David tells three things about God, about how God has blessed him and what he means to him. David uses the name God. That is the Hebrew word Elohim. That was God's creator name. That is God, the all-powerful one. David says, preserve me, oh Elohim. Almighty God, preserve me. Because it's you I put my trust in. But then he says, oh my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord. Now that word Lord is all capitals. That is the word Jehovah. David is saying, sure the sovereign Lord of glory. Talks about God's covenant abilities with his people. Saying he's the one that keeps his word. David said, God, Saul says unto the Lord Jehovah. Then he says, thou art my Lord. That is the word. Adonai is the idea of it. The sovereign Lord in control of all things. David is saying, God, you mean more to me than a single word can say. Show the Almighty Creator God that formed this old world, the stars, the moon, the planets. Show the one that did all that. But you're Jehovah, the personal covenant-keeping God. But then you're Adonai, the one who's in control of all that touches my life. How can I just say, it's a blessing to pause and remember all that he is to our lives and our hearts. Can I just say it this way? God's bigger than a battle. God is greater than our giants. God is more powerful than our problems. God is stronger than our storms. He is saying, oh, that's the one. That's the one that I worship and love. Yeah, David is saying, I am just blessed to know you. Do you realize what a blessing it is today just to know him and for him to know us? To be on a personal relationship with him. I could today, if I desire, talk to the King of England. I don't have the ability to reach out and talk to Donald Trump or Joe Biden or any of them. But thank God I know personally in my heart the King of Glory. The Almighty God, the one who loves, preserves and protects. I want to just say, I'm blessed. Blessed beyond measure. But David goes on in verse 3. David says, but to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all or who is all my delight. David says, I'm blessed in the person of God, but I'm blessed because of God's people. David says, but to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. David calls the saints the excellent ones in the earth. You realize I'll put it in country terms, we'll understand. David says when it comes to God's people, they're the cream of the crop. They're the best this world has got. David said they're my kind of people. They're the ones I love. They are the excellent ones in the earth. You realize how blessed we are? Have Christian friends and family. Finally, I just thank God for my church family. I thank God for people that loves and prays for and cares about one another. I've been in churches and I never sensed what we have here. I have over my years of preaching stood in a lot of pulpits. And I was never so glad to get out of there than the Union Man's. I mean, just wasn't the same. But my, what a blessing. Just to be around God's people and God's family. I know because of sickness or difficulties, sometimes people don't get to be able to be here. But because there's a family of God that is holding them up in prayer. David is saying, I'm blessed when it comes to God's person. I'm blessed when it comes to God's people. But verse 4, David seems to say, I'm blessed when it comes to my privilege. David looks at the other side. He says, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their great offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names in the mountains. David says, I've seen the other side of him. I've seen how the wicked carry on their life. But he said, I'm not going that way. Don't have any desire. Don't want anything like they have. Do you realize every day in this life, we see how others live that don't know the Lord. We see them out there living after the flesh and the world. David said, I don't have any desire for that. I'm not interested. Somebody said one time in high three, on its worst day, being a child of God is better than anything the world's got. On its worst day, I'd rather be a child of God than someone in this world. David said, I'm blessed. I'm going to just touch a little bit, a little farther. David said, verse 5, the Lord is the portion of thine inheritance, and by count thou maintainest thy lot. David said, Lord, you are what makes life worth it. David said, you're the one that gives me completeness. Sometimes people think, I just have this. I can own that. If I have all this money in the bank, my life will be complete. David said, my life's complete in you, God. I realize you've brought completeness. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. And of my time, thou maintainest my lot. You see, right at that time, David was on the run. His inheritance was on shaky ground. Saul could take all that was allotted to David. But David says, Lord, it's all in your hands. All that I've got is in your hands. I want to tell you, everything I am, all that I have, is in his hands today. The ability to get up in the morning. The ability to face the days. To dress. To eat. To breathe. To live. It's all in his hands. Then David, verse 6, says, Lord, you're my contentment. The lines are falling under me in pleasant places. Gary, I have a goodly heritage. David was just looking over his life, saying, as I look back, all I can say is you have been so good to me. I look at the days of my past. And I have to say, Lord, you bless me far greater than I ever deserve. You have been so good to me. It's easy to want to grumble about things in life. We're all guilty. But when it comes down to it, God's been good to every one of us. I thought of a lady this morning in the study. I was sitting just going in my mind over the message this morning. And the Lord reminded me of a lady. I had thought of her in years. Her name was Sharon. When I was growing up at Poplar Springs, I remember when at times pastor on the way as we were going to church, she'd be walking on the side of the road, her mind thrown down in drugs. Didn't have a clue where she was or who she was half the time. But I started sharing this morning, and the Lord spoke to my heart. Said, you know, that's good to you. Apart from the grace of God. I see a lot of people downtown, Morganton, Hickory, wherever, fishing shopping carts with their clothes and things just piled in it. Finding a place to sleep somewhere. The Lord says at times that could have been you. But for the grace of God, I could be in a lot of places, a lot of things today. But for the grace of God, easy to look back and say, Lord, this has been a hard year. It's easier to look back and say, Lord, we've had some hard times in our church family. My heart goes out to Olin and Shannon, Christopher and Danielle. Jan and I were talking the other week at the service about this would be the first Thanksgiving and Christmas since Chris went on to be the Lord. Others have faced sickness and surgeries and problems and difficulties. But I stopped and looked at all today in the picture of David, and I've got to say, Lord, in all the hard times, you sure been good to us. Blessed us far more than we deserve to have. And I'm praising. God, so I'm not going to go into him, but David, in the latter part, talks about being in the presence of the Lord one day. Eliza Hewitt, upon her graduation from high school, started teaching. But it wasn't long till she developed a serious spinal condition that caused her to have to quit teaching. She partially recovered and started writing hymns. She wrote some 40 hymns. But there was one in particular that crossed my mind. Said these words, and you know it. She wrote, "While we walked the pilgrim pathway, clouds were overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign." She said, "But when traveling days are, let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toll of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. Thank God one of these days, just to see His face." I was reading the other day, and I went again over to Revelation chapter 22, where John said, "And they shall see His face." And I just let that soak in on my heart. I have been doing something over the last months, and I don't know why I hadn't done it a lot before now, and don't know how I really got it all started, but I've been just spending time standing in the quietness and saying, "God, I just want to sit here and ponder about You. Lord, I just want to think about You." And I've done that in the quietness, in the stillness, and just meditated on the Lord. And boy, I'll tell you, I've been having some good times. Some good times just letting Him speak to me in the stillness, in the quietness. Come to time. One of these days, we're going to see Him. And one of these days, we're going to get home. And we're going to say, "Lord, it was worth it all. Just to see Your face. Just to behold You." My challenge to our hearts this Thanksgiving, that in the midst of trials and troubles and sicknesses and problems and difficulties, stop and ponder just how God's been to you. How good He's been to you. How He's blessed you. Far greater than you deserve. We can all say that I've got this going on, that and that and that, while we could. David could have. But David just said, "Lord, I think about who You are. I think of how You've blessed me. Been better to me than I deserve." He said, "I've got a goodly heritage. Goodly heritage." That's the message in my heart today. Brother David, would you get us a song, ladies, if you'd come? We'll sing a verse or two. There may be somebody. Maybe you need to bow at an altar today and thank Him. Maybe you just want to come and say, Lord, I've been grumbling more than I ought to, and Lord, I just want to come today and thank you for your blessings on my life. While we stand, while we sing, would you